This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, it's factories waiting longer for the inputs they need to make the stuff we buy. The Institute of Supply Management says while factory output has been going up steadily month over month since last spring, plants are waiting 85 days on average for their inputs. This is the longest average wait in the 34 years they have tracked this. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Manufacturers are facing a shortage of steel and aluminum, says the ISM's Tim Fiore. He says tariffs on imported metals are pushing up prices. And that means manufacturers are leaning more on domestic steel and aluminum.
And that then sucks all the capacity out.
Fiore says North American steel mills are strained.
And what used to be, 10 weeks or so in lead time is now 20.
That's causing manufacturers to order more metals so they don't run out, says Dartmouth trade professor Emily Blanchard.
Which means there are further shortages.
Blanchard says retailers are paying attention and trying to anticipate whether manufacturers will start charging more for finished products.
And if I think prices are going to rise in the future, when I get stock back on my shelves, I raise my sticker price to consumers as well.
Blanchard says she's optimistic that these delays and shortages are short-term disruptions. The tariffs, on the other hand, aren't likely to go away anytime soon. I'm Justin Howe for Marketplace.